Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. Over the past few weeks, I've been doing a series for single Christians, but today I would like to pause on that for a little bit to talk about things that are much more relevant in our immediate lives. And that is specifically the virus that's going around the world that, as of this recording, has killed over 20,000 people worldwide and has now started spreading in countries that we're all familiar with. And because of that, I know that that could cause a lot of stress and a lot of worry for a lot of people. We look at what's happening around the world in countries where hundreds of people are dying every day. In Italy, there was a video showing how they're just piling dead bodies onto a train and sending them to a mass cremation. People are in hospital in isolation. Their loved ones are not allowed to visit. People have died and their loved ones are not even allowed to have a funeral for them. And we live in a world where there is a very real possibility that we could die, that we could lose loved ones, that we could become seriously sick. And it's a very distressing time to be alive, even for Christians, even though there's a scripture that says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for sufficient for today is the evil thereof." We all know that scripture. We all know the scripture that says, "Be anxious for nothing." We all know the scriptures that says, "Fear not," the 400 plus times it appears in the Bible. But when you are afraid, telling somebody, "Do not be afraid," doesn't really help their problem. When you're stressed out and you're worried and you're anxious about something that's very real, it's very difficult to say, "Do not worry." And many times when you're going through a trial or a sickness, 8 out of 10 times, the thing that you're worrying about is something that will probably never even happen. And you're just worrying it to death and making yourself sick. But now we're in a situation where there is something that's very real out there. And sometimes if you really think about it, it could drive you crazy, because out there in the world, there's a virus that's trying to kill you. It is unbelievable. It's like you're living in a science fiction movie. And I found myself, you know, starting to worry and really stress out about these things to the point where I was losing sleep. I was finding my stomach starting to hurt me simply because, you know, I'm worried about what could potentially happen because of this virus, about how the world that I live in, you know, all the nice little plans I had for my life and my future, how it could all be going up in smoke right before my eyes. And it's a very distressing thing. And I found myself losing sleep, worrying about it. And then I started thinking, if I continue to worry and stress out and lose sleep over this, I'm going to damage my immune system, and the worry is going to kill me fast before COVID ever gets a chance. And that's a real situation people find themselves in. So I decided to study what the Bible has to say about worrying. And today I want to read from Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to see where worry comes from in the life of a Christian, and how do you solve the problem of worrying. Matthew chapter 6 verse 25, it says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life." Now, before I read any further, I want to draw your attention to the word "therefore" that appears at the beginning of that verse. "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life." Whenever you see the word "therefore," it means that what Jesus is about to say is strongly linked to what he said before. So let's backtrack a little bit to verse 24 and get some context to this. Matthew 6:24 says, No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is a King James word that means riches. It means wealth. But generally, it could be talking about any kind of earthly possessions. Anything in this life that you value and that you're holding on to, more so than you value and you're serving God. So it says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Pick one. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Let's scroll down to verse 31, which says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? And if I were to bring it to our modern day context, do not worry, saying, what if COVID gets me? What if COVID gets my parents? What if COVID kills my loved ones? What if when all of this is over, I lose my job? What if they stop paying my salary? What if the economy crashes and life as we know it is completely changed for the worse? Therefore, do not worry, saying all these things. For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry. Third time he's saying it now. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for today is its own trouble, or the evil thereof. The reason Christians worry is right there in verse 24. No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. The reason why we worry is because there is something in this life that we're holding on to. That could be your health. It could be your physical life. It could be your family. It could be your wealth. It could be your economic status. It could be anything that you're holding on to. And the more in this life that you find yourself holding on to, the more you will worry when something like the coronavirus hits, because it threatens to dismantle everything in this life that we could possibly hold on to. And as long as we are holding on to anything in this life, this is going to be a source of stress and a source of worry. Worry in the Christian life is caused mainly because you're trying to hold on to something that could be categorized as mammon. Now, if you look at the apostles' lives, when they came to Christ, they forsook everything. They left houses, land, parents, families. They forsook everything to follow Christ. Jesus preached a message that says, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow. He told the apostle Paul, come and I will show you the things that you must suffer for my name's sake. The apostles, when they decided to follow Christ, they were totally sold out. Therefore, it was easy now to tell them, do not worry about your life, because they had nothing in this life that they were holding on to, and they didn't have to worry. You know, they went through a lot of trials. They were beaten, they were persecuted, they were shipwrecked, yet they never lived in a state of worry. And the main reason for that is this. How could somebody worry about their life when they don't even care about their life? There are many people who threaten the lives of the apostles, and their attitude was, I'm already dead. Why am I worrying about my life? Why am I worrying about losing my life? I'm already dead to the things of this world. And in fact, the apostles actually looked forward to losing their life for the sake of the gospel. And I know that's a completely different mindset from what we have today. Because we live in a world and a country where we have a lot. I know some people have more than others, some people struggle more than others, but generally, we have a lot of earthly comforts. And we have grown accustomed to these things. And because of that, anything that threatens to disrupt that is going to be a major source of stress and worry. But we must understand that the reason we're worrying is because we're holding on to these things more than we should. The apostles were totally sold out, and they had nothing to lose. That is why they had no fear of losing their life. They were not afraid of trials, and they had no worry about anything in this life. Now, I know that it is very difficult for most of us to be totally sold out to God the same way the apostles were. Our life situation is different. We have families, we have responsibilities, we have bills to pay, and these are very real things that we must address in our lives. It is impossible for us to totally forsake everything the way the apostles did. And God knows that. God understands that the less you have to worry about. And there are some people, because you have a family, you have a job, you have responsibilities to your loved ones, you have bills to pay, you have financial obligations, it is impossible to be 100% sold out. But we must still understand the command to seek first the kingdom of God and serve in God and not mammon is still a command for all Christians. We may not be able to be totally 100% sold out the way the apostles were. Therefore, we could never really be 100% worry-free. But we have to learn to detach from the things of this world. By all means, pray for healing. By all means, pray for the leaders of this country that they will have wisdom in how to handle and manage this virus. By all means, pray to God, pray Psalm 91, pray all of these things that God will take this coronavirus away from our lives, protect our loved ones, continue to pray and fast and seek God for all of these things. But at the same time, we should not be operating from the perspective of, God, please do not disrupt my nice, comfortable life. That cannot be our mindset. That cannot be the position from which we are praying to God. Because God, quite frankly, does not care about our nice little life. And that is something that Christians need to learn. We have become complacent because we have things a little too comfortable. And I'm not preaching at anyone, I'm preaching at myself. All right, we have become too complacent. And we need to understand. We need to seek God from a position of self-denial, sacrifice, and detachment from the things of this world. We operate many times from a position of, I want to protect the things that I have in life. I want to preserve my life. I want to preserve my health. I want to preserve my nice way of life. I want to preserve my earthly comforts. And don't get me wrong, we all want our earthly comforts. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, we must be prepared for God to disrupt our earthly comforts if God chooses to do so. And when we pray and when we seek God, we must have that mindset of being committed to Him, serving God over mammon, and not being too attached to the things of this world. Because the more you are attached to the things of this world, the more stress you're going to have, the more worry you're going to have, and the less peace you're going to have. Continue to pray, continue to fight, continue to do spiritual warfare, but at the same time, let us deal with the complacency in our Christian walk. And let us not try to hold on to our lives, because the Bible says, he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life will save it. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call me at 343-5014.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link.
God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.